We are back on the huge show across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Now let's go check in with our friends from American Dunes Golf Club in Grand Haven, Michigan, a Jack Nicklaus design, and Jack partnered with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, Folds of Honor, the birthplace of a mission that has raised hundreds of millions of dollars for scholarships of children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also now the children of our first responders. So it's all about the heroes. It's all about duty, sacrifice, and the love of country. And Ian Ziska is with the American Dunes team. He is standing by in the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. The evolution of the golf course, which is fabulous. If people haven't played it, they need to book a tee time. Just Google American Dunes. It's a patriotic experience. You need to go there. Just stop out for lunch or go see the place. It's amazing. But people will have a chance to see it. You have a very special high school golf event coming up on Friday.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we've got the Corporal B. This is, I think, our third year of hosting. So we have a great invitational where we bring 18 schools from across the state in, several of which are local or in the Grand Rapids area, but others from across the state, and have a heck of a competition. But not only do we provide a great competitive tournament for the kids playing at a high level, there's some educational components, and each school comes in to, play to honor an American hero from their community or their school. So it's a lot of cool going on, a lot of good support, and kind of separates itself from a lot of events that take place in the MHSAA golf season for the boys.
What's the backstory on the high school event? The name, how it came together, and again, the mission at American Dunes is about those who have served and serve our country and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. But give the listeners across Michigan a little backstory on how the name came about. And you mentioned the meaning of playing for somebody in their community. But tell me more.
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest thing I think is, you know, when we host an event here or just host guest play in general, I think there's a lot of meaning behind that visit. And when we put this event together and kind of conceptualized how can we have not only a high-level competition, but really blend it with our mission and how we raise awareness and support Folds of Honor, but not only that, honor our American heroes. And, you know, when it kind of came together, it was like, you know, the kids coming in, you know, really grasped the meaning and felt the visit here at American Dunes. And tying in somebody from their community, in addition to what we have to share with them about Folds, was a really key component in that. And we've got some great partners that have jumped in with us to provide this event. We like to say it's one of the best one-day high school golf tournaments in the Midwest, and I think a lot of the coaches would attest that, as it is a great competition. But the specialness of, you know, how the kids get to learn about American heroes, our military members, the Folds of Honor Foundation, and or connect the dots with somebody within their community who is, an impactful member of their school, perhaps, or in their community who's a hero that they want to play to honor.
Fantastic. The mission of Dan Rooney and everybody at American Dunes, Ian Ziska joining us from Grand Haven, Michigan, on our West Coast. Book a tee time or go check out the high school golf tournament on Friday at American Dunes, or stop out for lunch or dinner. It's just it's a special place. Words don't do it justice on a radio show. And I did see this week, speaking of Dan Rooney and Folds of Honor and American Dunes, the collegiate golf experience, which was fantastic last year at American Dunes, is back and bigger.
Yes, it is. We're heading into our third year, and no question about it. I mean, this year it's shifting gears quickly from having 18 schools the last two seasons to 30 schools coming in, 15 men's schools and 15 female schools or women's programs coming in. So we're excited. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. It's give or take 4 days of excellent collegiate golf, a lot of meaning behind it, a lot of exposure to Folds of Honor, We've got some excellent partners as part of the event, and we're grateful to have it televised so the world gets to watch American Dunes on TV that week in September, the 8th through the 11th. And, you know, what a cool element this year, especially where the tournament comes to a close on September 11th, which is just going to, you know, add to the fantastic week.
Yeah, man, you guys, everything Folds of Honor connects to just always has a special feeling from the end of the Collegiate last year and the Nicholas family there and so much more. Check out the high school tournament Friday. It's free and open for everybody to come watch the high schoolers play, right?
Yeah, Corporal B is the name of the event. I didn't allude to where we came the name. Brock Buckland, Corporal Brock Buckland is who the tournament is named after.
Oh, man, I did not know that.
And I totally goofed your question. I went right past that.
No, I didn't know. Because I knew there was some meaning to Corporal B. I did not know that it's named after the hero who inspired Dan Rooney to start Folds of Honor. I'm getting goosebumps, Ian. Like I said, every time I wrap up something at American Dunes live broadcast, I'm there for an event, I'm there playing 18, there's always a goosebump moment. There is. Always.
There is. Yeah, so, and that's where the name comes from. You know, we couldn't find a better way to honor Corporal Brock Buckland even more so than we already do every single day here with the Folds Memorial and the first plaque you walk into.
Wow.
But that was a real easy way for us to connect the dots with the kids and get some really meaning behind why we're supporting Folds, what we're here to do, and the name Corporal B is in honor of him, and it just connects all the dots, you know?
Yeah, the Buckland family's been through hell and back. They really have.
No
question. Yeah, God bless the Buckland family, and Brock Buckland out of Forest Hills, Ada, Grand Rapids area, who inspired Dan Rooney, the calling to start a mission that I think is over $200 million or close to $200 million in scholarships for the children of men and women injured and killed in combat in our military. And they added on the first responders and their children, saluting our heroes in America. One of the few outlets anywhere in this country that still makes it their daily line of business to pay respect to the heroes and their families. Well done, Ian Ziska, Corporal B, high school golf event Friday at American Dunes. Just Google American Dunes, book a tee time, donate to Folds of Honor, Michigan chapter, and more. It's all good. Thank you, Ian. We'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, Ian Ziska checking in. From one of the top public golf courses in America, away from the mission of American Dunes, it is a special place in Grand Haven, Michigan.